Well, Margaret Mills is back with me. And last week, Margaret, I seem to recall that you were talking about inclement weather at Billericay.
Yes, yes.
Tell me more.
Right, well, I want to cheer everyone up as winter's approaching.
Yeah.
And this enables you to go back to 1766 to see what really bad weather looks like.
Right.
And this is at Billericay. Now, as you know, I like looking in newspapers or newspaper records for old newspapers and bits of information about the local area.
I was going to say, you surely haven't got a cutting out of a newspaper.
Well,
no,
I can't claim I have. But this comes from the Chester Chronicle.
The Chester Chronicle.
Chester Chronicle. So Billericay was reported as far afield as Chester.
Crikey.
And it was apparently a very bad winter. But on the 18th of January, now this is an extremely bad winter, over 6 foot of snow was reported at Billericay. To be precise, it was reported as snow being between 6 foot and 10 foot deep in the Billericay area.
Good heavens.
So, you know, not just a light snowfall. Mm. The Rochford coach had arrived on its way to London and it stuck at Billericay. Mm. Couldn't go any further. No coaches could get started from Billericay because the snow was too deep. And so, ever resourceful, a band of 30 men were organised, and it took them 3 days to dig paths through the snow. They were described as digging avenues through the snow, which I assume means clearing the main roads so that people could start to travel. And it took them 3 days, 30 men working during daylight hours to actually clear a path. And eventually they cleared enough of the roads to enable the Rochford coach to restart and the Billericay coaches to start for London. But the really humorous, not to say intriguing bit of this report in the Chester Chronicle was that it was said to have been the worst weather ever in the living memory of the oldest inhabitant of England.
Mm.
Now, I'm very curious to know how they managed to track down the oldest inhabitant in England.
Mm.
But apparently, it was the worst weather that had been known for at least 100 years.
Well, let's hope we don't have anything like that this coming
winter. Hopefully that's not going to be an indication of the winter still to come.
Right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
And what are you looking at next week then?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at an Essex naturalist. Well, actually, two of them because they were brothers. Henry and Edward Doubleday.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.